from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good that you've tuned in, and I'm delighted that you're joining with us. If you're listening in for the very first time, then a special word of welcome to you, and I hope that you'll become one of our regular listeners. Now, our regular listeners will know that we've had the Reverend Ivan Foster bring God's Word on Thursday and Friday mornings. He's been doing a series of messages in Mark's Gospel. He'll be continuing with that series each Friday morning as usual, so be certain to listen in tomorrow morning at 9:30. But on Thursday mornings, Mr. Foster will still be here, but letting the Bible speak on other subjects. And in addition, this month, he's featuring short excerpts from the testimony of a man who has been described as the modern prodigal. But before he comes to tell you a little more about this testimony and let the Bible speak to us, let's hear these words in song.
The trusting heart to Jesus clings, nor any ill forebodes, but at the cross of Calvary sings, praise God for lifted rose. Singing I go, my long life's road, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Singing I go, my long life's road, for Jesus has lifted my hope. The passing days bring many cares, fear not, I hear Him say. My fears are turned to prayers, the burdens slip away.
Singing I go along life's road,
praising the Lord, praising the Lord.
Singing I go along life's road, for Jesus has lifted my load.
Singing I go.
Privilege to welcome you to our gospel program. This month we are featuring the testimony of Bertie Johnson. Mr. Johnson is now a well-known pastor and evangelist who has preached all over Northern Ireland. He ministers in the Lifeboat Gospel Mission near Moy in County Tyrone. Now he has a wonderful story of God's mercy to tell. In fact, he printed his testimony quite some time ago, and he entitled it, quite correctly, The Modern Prodigal. We're going to let him tell something of his testimony. Now, you know that we're only playing a couple of minutes. We can't play all of his testimony, but what we are doing is offering to any of our listeners who contact us a free copy of his full testimony on tape. So please, do remember to call us, to contact us. Listen for the information about our address at the end of the program. Now, we do not play these testimonies to glorify men, but to demonstrate the mighty power and the loving and tender mercy of God toward poor sinners who have made a mess in the misery of their lives. Now, we're going to let Mr. Johnson speak first of all to us about his early days, as he sets the sad scene of his home life.
I was brought up on a farm in County Fermanagh, a farmer's son. There were five of a family, three boys and two girls. And as well as the farm, my father had a contract with the milk marketing board. He was a local milk haulier in that area. I never knew what it was to be without money. I never knew what it was to be without love. I never knew what it was to be isolated, in a sense, from a family. But there were great problems in our home. And two of the greatest problems in our home was, as far as my father was concerned, was one drink and the other gambling. I remember as a young boy my father, on occasions, cutting a deck of cards with some businessmen and losing the cut on the deck of cards, and as a result losing the best cow he had at the place. I remember many horrific scenes which have, I suppose, etched themselves upon my mind and memory and will until the day I die. Scenes between my father and mother because of drunkenness. Many things that I don't feel there is any gain in explaining or telling to people, but just painting a picture to you of the sort of home background that I had. I remember one Sunday afternoon, my mother taking every breakable thing that she had in the house, literally every one of them, and smashing them at my father's feet. I remember on another occasion, just 11 years of age, my father chasing my mother across the farmyard with a butcher's knife, and as a young boy following my father and trying to dissuade him from hurting my mother.
We'll be hearing more from Mr. Johnson during the incoming month. We'll play a little more of his testimony. But you don't have to wait for those little snippets. You can get the full testimony right away if you but contact us. And of course, we will not be able to play all of his testimony on our program. It will only be little extracts. You can have the full testimony, as I say, free. Just contact us and we'll be happy to send that to you. Now let's read from John chapter 3, the verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus is a man rather unique in the Gospels. I say that because usually when someone meets the Lord, we read a little of that encounter, and that's the last we hear of them. But Nicodemus is a man who has three reports of events in his life in the Gospel of John. Outside of the apostolic band and the immediate friends and supporters of the Lord Jesus, no one else ever qualified for three mentions in the Gospel. This man, Nicodemus, does. And those three references, they map out for us the progress of grace in his life. And I want us to look at what is given us in the Gospel of John regarding Nicodemus. What we're going to call this little study is a Pharisee's pilgrimage from darkness to light. We're going to introduce him to you today. Three things about him are, first of all, given us in the verses that we read. We have his public image here set before us in a very plain fashion. There was a man of the Pharisees. That's the first thing. He was a Pharisee. Now, what is a Pharisee? Well, a Pharisee is one who belongs to an organization which had existed maybe for 300 years. It was an organization given over to a very public profession of religion. They loved the praise of men, and they would conduct their religious worship in a very public fashion in order to draw men's attention. There was about 6,000 of them, according to the Jewish historian Josephus. But he wasn't just a Pharisee. We are told that he was a ruler of the Jews. A ruler of the Jews. He was a member of the Jewish ruling body, ruling ecclesiastical body, the Sanhedrin. So he was a leading individual in the church of that day. This is the man Nicodemus. He was also a man who clearly had something of an interest in the things of God, for he is drawn to speak to the Lord Jesus. Now, what he learned from the Lord Jesus indicates to us that he was far from God. For all his religious pretensions, for all his church standing, he was far from God. He was a man ignorant of God. As you read this account in John chapter 3, the Savior tells him, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus' response to that in verse 4 is, how can? A question. How can this be? What are you talking about? Let me tell you, my friend, this is not the common view, but is nevertheless the right view. A man may climb to great heights in the world of religion and know nothing of God. Know nothing of God. It is one of my chief aims as a gospel preacher to press home upon men and women that we can have all sorts of religious activity in our lives. We can fill our lives with religion and yet not know God. Not know God. Why, we speak religious words, we sing religious songs, we say prayers, we read the Bible, we go to church, we keep company with religious people, and yet we don't know God. You don't believe me? Well, Nicodemus didn't know God. He didn't know God. The Lord Jesus made that very clear to him. And it was only when he met with the Lord Jesus that he became aware of this fact. It's only when Christ spoke to him that he became aware of his true condition. This is the wonderful way that God's words work in our heart. The psalmist says, the entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding to the simple. It's not until we look at ourselves in the light of God's holy word do we get a true picture of ourselves. Look at ourselves in the light of our own notions and we'll get a very inflated notion of ourselves. Look at ourselves in the light of men's estimate of what is good and what is right and what is acceptable and what is proper, and we'll get a very inflated picture of ourselves. But when we look at ourselves in the light of God's word, the story is different. Will you tune in next week as we continue this study? We'll hear something more of Mr. Johnson's testimony also. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we Let the Bible Speak.